While some businesses have asked their staff to work from home, some jobs can't be done remotely. Among the most important, as the nation faces a pandemic infection, cleaning. But many people who clean for a living say they don't feel safe carrying out their jobs right now. Connecticut Public Radio's Kyone Wolf reports.
Grace Reynolds is a co-founder of the American House Cleaners Association. She's seeing all sorts of reactions in her field.
It's really all over the place. There's a lot of people that are losing clients. There's a lot of people that are choosing to step away from the work. They're afraid to go into people's homes. They don't want to catch the virus. And then there's a lot of people that want to power through it and help families survive this pandemic.
Sarah Ellis runs Fancy Jane's in Windsor. She said in 20 years of cleaning commercial and residential buildings, she's never faced such impossible choices.
When did I ever think that I was going to feel like cleaning was a moral dilemma? I have elderly clients. I have people who have compromised immune systems. I have people who are stuck home with five children.
In the end, Ellis made the call within the last few days to close.
Well, my business is shut down. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do for my business right now. I don't know how long this is going to last. It's very frightening. A couple of people did send me a week's pay or 2 weeks' pay, but I have a house, I have a kid. It's not going to sustain me for long.
She isn't ruling out the possibility of finding a different line of work until she can restart her business.
I've been looking at other jobs thinking maybe it's time that I change fields. I think it'll be a great business once this is over, but I can't wait 4 or 5 months, 6 months for my people to feel comfortable letting me back in their house.
Cleaners like Ellis say they're looking for more definite guidance from the federal government over safety on the job. But meanwhile, as for many workers, times will be lean. For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Kyone Wolf.